Honolulu Civil Beat, our online news partners, have our reality check today. Reporter Blaise Lovell was there as Governor David Ige unveiled his spending plan in his last term in office. Morning, Blaise.
Morning, Catherine. Yeah, it's about that time of year again, Christmas, which means that the administration is coming back to ask lawmakers for some gifts this year. And two of Governor Ige's top priorities are education and infrastructure. On the education side, he's asking for increases to teacher pay for hard-to-fill positions, as well as at charter schools, and about $19 million for UH scholarships, trying to increase enrollment at the university system.
Yes, I'm a big advocate of education, and we'll see how lawmakers take to his request.
That's definitely something that we'll have to look out for. The governor put in $1 billion extra in the 2021 budget. That's what he's requesting. Those are for infrastructure upgrades, an extra lane on the H1, various improvements to public schools and things like that. And we need to keep in mind that this is an election year, and we know that whenever our lawmakers send around their mailers, they like to put in those lists of what kinds of projects and funding they got for their districts. So there will be lots of those items up for grabs in the legislature this year.
Right, and I know we will see the request to deal with our jailhouse, given the problems that we saw with the Maui prison.
Yes, jail funding is also in there. And interesting, yesterday, this came out during the press conference, the state is pursuing two avenues for the OCCC replacement. One is still going forward with the Halawa site. Ige is asking for $20 million next year for planning and acquisition for that site. But he's also talking with our congressional delegation about acquiring the federal detention center next to the airport. And if you recall, that was Representative Takayama's idea.
Yes.
That still needs to be fleshed out. And Ige's indicated it would need some sort of congressional or federal approval.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's right, almost empty, right? And most of our most of the beds are being used by our people.
Yes, and that's one of the points the governor raised yesterday, is that the feds are implementing new rules to try to reduce their population. And in theory, it has enough beds to cover what we have in OCCC.
Right, but I know a lot needs to be done on bail reform as well. We've got to kind of figure out, you know, what we're doing with folks that get arrested and whether they all need to be in jail.
That's also another thing the legislature and now the Prison Oversight Commission, we expect them to be taking up this session, is bail reform, prison reform, pretrial reform especially.
Now, one of the things I think that's a big deal is actually the cost for TMT, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's actually something that flew under the radar kind of yesterday. The governor didn't exactly answer press questions regarding how much the state is willing to spend and time they're willing to spend to stay in this standoff with the protesters who call themselves the Protectors, who are still on Mauna Kea Access Road. But if you look in the budget, there's five departments: defense, public safety, transportation, land and natural resources, and the AG's office, who all have this line item called public safety operational requirements. Collectively, they're asking for $80 million spread out over the next 2 years. And the governor's office has told me that those funds could be used for law enforcement activities on Mauna Kea, but they could also be used for day-to-day activities that those agencies conduct. So it's still not clear how much the state will spend in the coming years on law enforcement.
Yeah, and the lawmakers did give the governor heat for his decision to not move quicker and resolve that situation up there. But I guess we'll have to see. This might be one of those strained subjects for the governor in the budget process.
I think we can also expect it to be a big topic the legislature takes up this session, especially since Mayor Harry Kim has kind of put the ball in their court with figuring out how to manage the mountain. And the legislature will also have to figure out how to fund some of the governor's priorities. They're going to begin budget hearings the first or second week of January. And they're also waiting for the Council on Revenue's projection for the general fund, and that will tell them exactly how much money they have to spend on the governor's programs.
And they did just grill the University of Hawaii, I think, about some of the pay raises and what was in their budget. What do they get in the governor's in the administration budget?
UH is asking for $19 million for the Hawaii Promise Scholarship. It would cover now a portion of, it's called the last dollar amount. So whatever federal aid has covered, it will make up the difference that the student still needs to pay. They want to expand that to the four-year universities. It's only at the community colleges right now.
Okay, well, we'll see what comes out in the wash. But thanks so much, Blaze.
Thanks again.
That was legislative reporter Blaze Lovell with today's reality check. Read his story online at civilbeat.org.